Hello, and welcome to Share the World podcast number 10. I'm Joseph Entury, your host, and today we are going to begin a new series on this planet's history, a galactic history of Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth. And this show and this communication is dedicated to Alan Michael, who brought all of this back to our remembrance through the channelings of the Everlasting Gospel. So this is part one of a galactic history of this world, the introduction. This communication is coming to you from the center of galactic government at the great central sun of this galaxy. Immaculate Scepter Synthesia, which means Immaculate Conception of the Synthesis. We are a special detachment known as the Galactic Elohim who came to this solar system on special assignment long ago. The Metagalactic Universe is a vast civilization of eternal souls existing together in perfect oneness of God's Spirit. We know it as Galactica. The consciousness of Galactica is oneness of all life from everlasting to everlasting. All beings, all life forms exist omnipresently here and now in the one timeless moment of eternity. Macrocosm God and us, its microcosms, are co-creating the constantly growing universe. Galactica, our civilization of eternal souls, is all the oneness that cosmic spirit is. This universal mind is cosmic Christ consciousness. It is God in us and with us, our normal awareness. In normal universe, there is no war, crime, disease, poverty, or mortal death. Neither is there money or any form of buying and selling. Only life lived in the bliss of God's love. These negative effects don't even exist as words in our spiritual system, which is all a utopian paradise made for continuous celebration, health, and happiness. All things are held common and distribution is made freely to every soul in a body according to need. There is no work as such in normal universe, only joyous service together. The souls and bodies create the things that are needed by everyone. In the 12 facets of communal industries in our galactic civilization, everyone learns through the doing. Everything is recorded as collective consciousness in sharing. In normal universe, the solar systems surrounding this Plantoria solar system all circulate in the space around the galactic great central sun. The civilization on the 24 galactic worlds, which orbit closely to its center, is the center of higher government of this galaxy. This is where 12th density galactic space beings are coming from in causation spaceships to this special Carlinon planet. A Carlinon planet is a special healing planet inhabited by time bodies in Anon, the future, when this world is delivered back into full contact with Galactica. We are of these high beings who are here right now in great spaceships and also on the planet in bodies a few million strong, ready to take Spirit God's great master plan to the people that comes with full ETI contact. ETI is the extraterritorial intelligence of the universal mind, Spirit God's creative awareness, alive in all creation, broadcasting continuously through the centers of the atoms in all space, and through the center of our soul in telepathic communion with God the universe. In seeding the ethereal plasma of a galaxy, creative thought channeled into the space from Spirit God begins to materialize such things as suns, planets, and moons. They grow in clusters, eventually filling out a galaxy. Souls are created from spirit out of suns, and bodies are created for them in supernovas, teleporting automatically where they are needed. The basic body forms for souls across the universe are predominantly human-like in form. They breathe oxygen-filled air, eat, and drink water. And every world is different and unique, just like the souls who come to life in bodies provided for them. As all this ripens together in ever-growing consciousness, a new galaxy is born, where the beings are an all-knowing spirit with the beings of other existing galaxies. This galaxy is still expanding its life form, new entities being born into growing new solar systems. When it is complete, a new phase of reality opens up, consciously connecting to other galaxies and quasars. The planets, moons, and suns which grow in space are all hollow and have large openings at their poles to the inside with a sun in their center. Inside are wondrous natural environments, along with air and water and all things needed to sustain life, which have all grown naturally from the original genetic endowment, in great cosmopolitan centers where people live. The internal planetary sun has a changing energy level to create days and nights, as well as seasonal differences, all of which is needed to sustain the souls and bodies, plants, and life forms in their natural environments. All exist in perfect, balanced harmony, guided by uni intelligence. The mind is in space, alive in us and broadcasting through us as creative energy. The Great Central Sun is the large sun which supports the whole galaxy energy-wise. It is channeling the universal mind in all space, radiating pure, superconscious, intelligent energies which animate all life, as well as creating all the facilities necessary to produce such things as eternal bodies for souls that can teleport where needed. Mind over matter causation spaceships from other galaxies come in through this Great Central Sun nexus of energy. Altamedia and Altamira are the first two of 24 galactic worlds in close orbit around the Great Central Sun and include the headquarters of the Galactic Elohim, assigned to set up this planet as a special healing station for spaced-out microcosms. These cosmic civilizations are all in perfect attunement with the 12th density consciousness of the universal mind. These worlds are where the galactic mothership, New Jerusalem, was created, referred to in Revelation 21, 1-5 in the Bible. The New Jerusalem is about 10 miles in length by a half mile high and 2 miles wide and can be inhabited by many tens of thousands of beings. The spaceship is truly a wonder to behold. The New Jerusalem is one of God's gifts to the people of this planet, part of the blessings that come with its eternal paradise kingdom. Read about the New Jerusalem descending out of heaven, bringing a new heaven and a new earth in the final passages of the Bible. The New Jerusalem will be the headquarters of the communal New World Government, which will finally be a government of, by, and for the people, where no person or group will hold any authority over another. For we will have an economy of free giving and receiving in which every soul in a body will be autonomously self-governed by their own conscience in God. No money used. The New Jerusalem will be like a great internet service provider, coordinating a massive flow of information through the planet's new communication system, which will be wirelessly energized and coordinated through the great living galactic computer that really is the New Jerusalem. All a free service of the universe. There are many, many such wondrous things awaiting humanity in the new world, not just technologically and materially, but mentally, emotionally, and especially spiritually, as human beings awaken to universal Christ Spirit omnipresent in themselves. In normal universe, we are all creative channels of the same one mind. Words spoken through our bodies activate the spirit causal matrix of creation to unfold in physical materialization according to the words we speak and the acts we do. We as souls are living spirit, inhabiting superhuman-like bodies which outside the solar system are eternal. Our eternal light bodies are exquisitely beautiful, ageless, able to effortlessly express all supernal creative powers ETI beings possess. Teleportation, levitation, dematerialization, mind over matter, psychokinesis, telepathy. Superconsciousness is multidimensional reality, and our light body forms embody this spirit of truth. The oneness that unites it all is being connected together as souls in the cosmic center of consciousness, the center of mind, from whence Godhead is broadcasting radiant truth through us and through the centers of the atoms in all creation. Spiritually, we are one. Macrocosm God and microcosms, us, universal self. Our souls together are all one soul in the space of cosmic consciousness. We are it, multifaceted singular reality. Like unique snowflakes together are the snowfield, and as well the consciousness that caused the snow. This divine reality is awakening now in the souls and bodies on this planet as you come alive to your own Christ nature. Thank you for listening to this podcast, part one of Placentia, a galactic history of this world. Stay tuned for the next show, which will get into the actual history of this world.